This is KCUR 89.3. Kansas wants its students to do better in math and reading. Much better. It's asking schools to significantly boost standardized test scores and graduation rates by 2030. But as KCUR's Celia Yopis-Jepson reports, not all schools will be held to the same standard.
Between classes at Olathe South High School, hundreds of students pass through the commons in a matter of minutes.
Hey, morning, Lori.
It's actually the third largest high school in the state this year.
Principal Clint Albers likes to be in the middle of the action.
Nice job, Saturday. Nice run.
Do you know off the top of your head how many classrooms you have in this school?
A lot.
And it's a diverse school.
Low-income families, racial, ethnic background differences, special education students. Those are all some of the subgroups that we look at.
Olathe South has to pay attention to gaps in achievement between groups. The federal government has pushed schools to do that for years so kids can all reach their academic potential.
It should be an even playing field.
This fall, Kansas submitted a blueprint to the federal government that could guide nearly $2 billion in spending to help level that field. The state is awaiting approval. The plan is ambitious, to close achievement gaps by 2030. But some advocates are worried. The way Kansas's plan is written, they fear too many schools will be off the hook.
If you're getting federal funding, I think you should be accountable to the federal government for what you're doing.
Jawanda Mast is an advocate for children with disabilities. Her daughter, Rachel, who has Down syndrome, is now a senior at Olathe South. Her school won't be off the hook. As long as a given school has at least 30 kids in a particular subgroup, say 30 black students, 30 Hispanic students, and so on, the state will scrutinize how those kids do collectively. What Mast is worried about is all the kids who attend schools that don't meet those thresholds.
I think it's very important that schools across Kansas, regardless of the size of the school, are held accountable for all the students that they teach.
Nearly half of students with disabilities in Kansas attend schools that won't be subject to federal accountability under the state's proposal. Rachel Mast is the manager of Olathe South's volleyball team.
Pep talks is very, very important.
Rachel's also on student council, has a full slate of classes alongside peers without disabilities, and played Strato in last spring's rendition of Julius Caesar.
Acting is about like having being character and not breaking character.
Her mother, Jawanda, thinks Rachel's experience at Olathe South has helped prepare her to attend college next year. Making sure as many kids as possible are ready for life after high school is why Jawanda wants more schools under the federal microscope. So imagine we're not at Olathe South. Imagine a different school. There's just one Hispanic student. If Kansas graded that school on how well it serves Hispanic students, a lot would be riding on just one kid. That extreme scenario would be unfair to the kid and the school.
There's more accuracy in the larger numbers.
Brad Neuenswander is Kansas's deputy education commissioner. Kansas officials don't want to use graduation rates and math and reading test scores from schools with fewer than 30 students in a given group, because they worry those results won't be truly reflective of whether the schools are doing a good job.
If you're going to make a claim about whether or not a district is providing services, we want it to be as statistically accurate.
Everyone agrees on that part. But what is a fair and sound threshold? Most states are opting for 10 or 20 students per group. Kansas is one of 8 that picked 30. Dan Goldhaber, an expert in education statistics at the American Institutes for Research, says picking a threshold involves trade-offs.
There's clearly no magic number.
A higher number gives you more confidence that you're being fair to schools. But it takes the microscope off those smaller ones. The risk?
That being very confident causes you to miss important things about the performance of students at different schools.
Neuenswander at the Education Department might be worried if the federal accountability system were the only way to monitor what's happening in Kansas classrooms. But he says that's not the case.
We go way beyond just this.
There's a state accreditation system for tracking school progress and experts that check which schools need help doing a better job. Those resources, he says, benefit children at any school, any size. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
Celia Yopis-Jepson's reporting is part of the Kansas News Service, a collaboration covering education, health, and politics across the state.